views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm so excited to be here today. And I just love that intro. I love listening to the intro. I love listening to the music. It's just fun and it's exciting. Exactly the kind of show that we're going to have for you today, because my co-host, Carlinia Springer, is back. Hi, Carlinia.
Hi, Stephanie. Hi. Stephanie. Cornelia. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's okay, because I have two first names. Because
yes,
people do that all the time. And so no worries there. Even people that know me, I get called other things too. So anyway, it's all good. I'm just so happy that you're here today, because we're going to talk about, it's okay to talk about what you know outside of your five senses. Do you see, feel, and know things others around you do not understand? Do you find yourself hiding your gifts and your abilities because you fear what others think of you? Today, we want you to tune in as we're going to talk about how brilliant, caring empaths often find themselves fighting for their sanity, survival in a society that has neglected who they are to mental illness. And when they come home to themselves, everything transforms for the better. And so the segment that that you titled this segment, Carlinia, is Healers in Hiding.
Yes.
That's
having so many conversations over the past, I'd say 3 or 4 months, but then really within this past week, it's just become more and more evident as I've been actually having enrollment conversations, enrolling people into an empowerment event. When I ask them like what's top of mind, it usually is a lot of stress and anxiety. So on the surface, it looks like something outside of them is causing them all of this distress. But the conversation always takes this turn where they say, oh, well, you know, I sensed something. I knew something was off. I knew something was amiss. And then I can tell they don't trust themselves. They don't trust what they know. And like I was talking to one of my friends and he said a couple of days ago, and he said, you just have this way. He said, you run into people like this all the time. He said, other people, they may have these types of encounters once every blue moon, but you just do it. You have it with, it's like everywhere you go. And it's true. Everywhere I go, someone is always telling me, oh, I have never told you this experience. And they're talking about something outside of this physical reality that we share. And so he said, you have this ability to just go deeper and make people feel so comfortable that they just share what is real for them. And he said, and when you did it for me, it made me understand that I wasn't crazy. Because he doubted himself.
Right. And that's a huge thing, isn't it? Because as when we were beginning our awakening journey, and, you know, and that was like when there weren't as many people awake as they are today. And that's all what we're doing, is we're awakening to how amazing and how gifted we really are. And but we doubt ourselves because we also have cellular memories stored in our physical bodies from the trauma that we are releasing from the past for when we did come out with our spiritual gifts and when we did talk about what we know. And many of us lost our lives in other lifetimes and for speaking up. And so part of what we're doing today is transcending that fear and, you know, remembering, right?
Yes. And it's funny that you mentioned that because I just took a trip, well, to where you are, to Seattle,
right?
Washington. And the night that I was leaving, I was at a table with a group of people. And the conversation just naturally turned to this. There were two groups of us and our entire table, the topic of conversation. And one young lady just began to say, I remember when I was killed in this life and that life and many times. And she said, sometimes I would look in the, now she would look in the mirror and she's not seeing herself. She's actually seeing somebody that looks different, that she can tell look like one of her previous, the way she looked in a previous life. And it was really surprising because I'm sitting there and I'm just like, I can't believe that I'm hearing that, because that didn't shock me, but that I'm actually sitting in this environment and we're at this table and it really is, I'm always okay with the conversation, but it, you know, I know other people feel kind of uncomfortable to even say anything. And I really want people to get that these conversations need to be had, because all of that anxiety, the memories, like you talked about the cellular memory. I can't talk about that very intelligently, the cellular memory. I'm sure you can. But what I know is that these are voices within us and they're speaking and we're trying to push them down. So, of course, we're anxious. There's something trying to get out, trying to tell us something, and it's causing disruptions on the surface of our life, right? And so I'm able to help people to connect the dots, to make sense of both of these realities, but in real time, in a way that makes a difference here and now. And it's just something that happens naturally. So that's just my gift. That's just an ability that I have. I can't explain it.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Carlinia, I mean, you are a leader and you are like, you know, you have a very clear intention, and that's really to support and help the African American community really fully embrace their gifts and transcend that shadow.
Right.
That's what I know that you're doing. And it's important because what we're doing here, it's not woo-woo.
Right.
This is the real deal. This is like the rawest of the rawest, the truth. It's the truth. And so any place where this kind of communication, self-healing, releasing the core wounds of our past, you know, reincarnation, all these things, you know, embracing our superpowers, our spiritual gifts, all these things where before we've taken and put that power outside of ourselves, looking for a big man in the sky, or will you come over here, please, and heal me? Will you come over here and pay my rent? Will you come over here, please, and save me? Or, you know, it's projecting that power all out, when here you are as a leader, you are empowering people to look within themselves and begin the process to trust that what is coming out is really trustworthy, right? It's because that voice has never before been heard before out loud. And what I love about you is just how fearless you are, how courageous you are. And I just love playing with you here. That's why I said before, I just want to be on stage with you one day where there's just a ton of people in the audience and you and I are just, bam, knocking it out of the park, right?
Yeah.
That's really
it. Absolutely.
Yeah. So healers in hiding, you know, I love that, because my belief is, we are all healers. My belief is that each and every one of us is a healer. Each and every one of us has the ability to instruct and command our physical body into healing in loving ways, right?
Yes.
Bringing love to all those wounded parts. Each of us has the ability to do that. Our body has the ability to self-regenerate if we direct that life force energy to Yes. Instead of being victims to our bodies, instead of being victims to our life experience, because we're retiring the victim now, no more victims. We're not taking any victims. We're not taking any prisoners, right?
Right.
I feel like we're all healers, and now we're calling all healers out of hiding.
Yes, because, you know, it's so funny you talk about regeneration. I talked to a lady for almost 2 hours yesterday, and she's on disability. And she had one of her legs amputated. And it was in a violent situation. Someone set her apartment building on fire, and she literally had to jump out of the third floor, broke both of her legs. But this challenge that she has with her leg right now, it's like she is, every time she goes to get a prosthesis, it cannot fit. Something is not working, and it's been years. And I told her, I said, you know, I've heard of this tribe in Africa. The people around them fear them because they're deeply spiritual. But these people regenerate limbs. I said, so it's possible. I said, I really believe our belief, you know, in the West, where we feel like we lose a limb and then that's it. That is really what's stopping the growth. Because anytime you get cut, I don't care how deep that cut is or that wound is, it always begins to go back. Right? The body always begins to regenerate. The cells begin to regenerate and to heal. And so you just mentioned that. And she's a healer. She's an artist. And for, I don't know how long, but some time now, her art has been unable to flow. And she's surrounded by it.
Wow.
She said that. I said, that's a spiritual, that's a spiritual attachment. There's something blocking you right there.
And I think, you know, her hooking up with you now with the wisdom that you were sharing is guiding her to, you know, even that Africa group so that she can change her limiting negative beliefs and really, again, release the fact that she's a victim to her body. What was coming up for me when you were introducing her is that she has a belief that is that she can't stand on her own two feet.
Yes. Oh my God, I got chills. Right? I told her it has something to do with moving and walking. You're unable to move forward, but that's it. You're unable to stand. Yes.
She's not able to stand on her own two feet. So she doesn't feel solid. She doesn't feel strong. So maybe if you're still in connection with her, you know, the mantra needs to be, I stand on my own two feet.
I'm sovereign.
I'm, you know, independent. I stand on my own two feet, and then ask the guidance to show, how can I heal my, how can I shift this? How can I squash this pattern? How can I release this and let this go and guide my body into self-healing? I don't have the statistics on, you know, like, how quickly cells regenerate. I don't know. I want to say it's every 6 months. You know, I don't know.
Completely. I think completely, right?
Completely, right?
Yeah.
So every 6 months. So it's, and then growing limbs, and there's just amazing things we can do. But as soon as she starts shifting that limiting belief that I can't stand on my own two feet to I can and I am, it's done. It's done.
Yes. Yeah.
So, Carlinia, we're going to go to break real quick and on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Thanks so much for listening, everybody, and tuning in. And you can see this is passion. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Carlinia, on the break, we were talking about this lady that you were talking to that had a lot of negative stuff going on. She's a healer, but she had a lot of negative stuff going on in her house. So tell us again what happened.
So the lady with the issue with her leg, she had several narcissistic relationships. So her mom was a narcissist. She's also a PhD and very well respected, right? So that's something that causes people to shrink back, because who would believe me over her, right? She has this credibility. And as we began to talk, information just began to come through me. it was crazy, because I have never experienced this before. But I wanted to say, like, in the name of Jesus. And I stopped. I was like, what? What am I saying? Like, this thing is moved. Like, this is removed. This block is moved. And I stopped. And I said, what is your belief? And she said, I believe in Jesus. I said, okay. I said, because I told her, but I said, this thing that is on you, it has to be removed. And we connected. And so it is already moving.
Yeah, it's done. It's already moved.
This condition.
I just want to say to you, the next time it says, the intuitive guidance comes and says, in the name of Jesus, you speak it. You speak it out, because this is, you know, it is the superpowers, those gifts, embracing those gifts, those healing abilities, the Christ within that we all have, the universal Christ within, the Savior is within, the second coming is within. And it's, so it's you in the universal Christ's name, you were like, you know, really fully stepping forward into your gifts, because there's no more shame in your game. Right.
Right. it's like whatever comes. And I'm telling her, I said, you know, we were not supposed to be talking this long, because she was apologizing. Like, there's no need to apologize. But while I was talking to her, because I, you know, I could tell when someone is severely blocked, there's someone else that I know that's a healer, and she has very powerful abilities, because she, her home was built on ancient Native American or Native American burial ground. And so there was a lot of spiritual disruption, and she's Christian. And, you know, but it got so, the disruption by the spirits became so severe that it was literally disrupting she, her husband, and her young child's life. And she began to go to healers to try and resolve it. And it helped a little bit, but in the end, she had to really, she helped herself. So when you talk about the healer within, it was, she's the one who did it.
Well, and yeah. And I mean, really, in the end, we all have to be our own inner lovers, our own inner rescuers. It doesn't mean that we don't have coaches and friends and healers and, you know, therapists and whatever to support us. But we have to want to change the situation. We have to be the ones that we got the lesson. We got the lesson. You know, it's interesting when you talk about the burial ground, the Native American land where I live here. I live right outside. I live on the Indian reservation here.
Oh,
really interesting, because over, I have been definitely called to be here and clear this land, because can you imagine the toxic consciousness? And right, literally, I live outside of a gated community. I live in a gated community, and literally right outside of this community, there is a burial ground. And can you imagine? And then, you know, as soon as you drive into the reservation, you see all the different, you know, low poverty and all this stuff. So I know that I have been called to live here and be here and really raise the vibration of the land, and so that it's nothing but pure abundant because of my perception, my work, my clearing, and all these things. Because this land has so much of it buried here, and there's so much consciousness around me that, you know, is like, you know, like that, that it's really important. And we know that, you know, the Native American, they're very private about, they don't want to let outsiders come in. So they want to only their own kind, if you will. You know, there's history around all that. So, but what I'm saying is that, you know, being outside of this kind of a land, I understand, because really clearing the energy is a lot of work, because, you know, you really have to take responsibility for it. So you see many people, Carlinia, that are in toxic relationships, that are healers, that are in toxic relationships, that stay there, and they keep spiraling down the rabbit hole. So, you know, what do you see they need to do?
I really see that there's a helplessness. And the thing with it is, most of these people, they're actually in relationships with narcissists. And the thing with that is that most people don't realize that that's what they're dealing with. And because they don't realize that's what they're dealing with, they can't address it. And so I think it's important to have these conversations, because what happened for me was everything was breaking down for me, and I didn't understand why until I was out of it for a while. But it doesn't matter whether you're with the person or not, the impact, that impact is still reverberating. The toxins are still in your body. You're still in this place of extreme helplessness. And it really takes a community and people speaking about this so you understand what it is you're dealing with. Because until I heard people... until I heard people begin to describe certain things, I had no idea what I had been through. And then my life began to make sense.
Because that was your normal. That was your normal. It was your normal. You didn't know any different. You know, you grew up in that, so you didn't know any different. But Carlinia, let's talk about, just give a quick definition of, you know, 3 points on what is a narcissist and 3 points on what is an empath.
Okay, so I'll just say a narcissist is someone who cannot source. They're empty on the inside. So where we can pray and be filled with energy and be rejuvenated, when they look inside, it's just emptiness. And so they, to us, they appear to be very selfish, but the truth is when they look inside, it's very painful for them. So they feed off of us. And empaths are very sensitive, and we feel every emotion and we feel it very deeply. And we're very compassionate people. So when we see people hurting, we gravitate towards them. And so we are actually are attracting each other. The parts of us that are weak and needy are pulling this type of person to us, because those type of people cannot stand up to a strong person. They actually feed off of your weakness.
And they take your energy, right?
Yeah, they're like energy vampires, literally. Yeah. So that the more they're with that you're with them, they're literally, that helplessness that you feel, they're sucking the life force out of you, literally. And so you have conversations and they're circular. They don't go anywhere. You can't come into agreement with them, or they'll pretend to come into agreement with you. And then all of a sudden it's like that conversation never happened.
Yeah.
Or you guys may be going together very well. Everything is going good. And then they just disappear for days and then for weeks, or don't come back. Right. And when they, and if they do come back, it's like, if you're upset, they don't understand why, or they're pretending.
Yeah. It as soon as you start taking some focus and putting it on you and your needs, the narcissist starts screaming, right?
Yes.
That's usually yes. What happens. As soon as you start taking that energy away from them and putting it on you as a priority, that's when things really start getting hot and heavy. What I want to ask you, if you hope this is not too personal, was your mother a narcissist? Was your mother a narcissist?
Yes.
Yeah. My mother was too. So I understand, that is a tough deal. And then not to keep, trapped in that cycle and then attract those other narcissists, because once you really get it and put yourself first, that's when you can really heal that relationship, right? And heal.
Yes.
So because what we want to do is we want to share with people today how they can heal themselves from not staying in those narcissistic relationships and keep walking around the spiral doing the same thing over and over and over again. It's like, if you're in one right now, call it good. I've got it. I'm done. Right. Because it's
you know what I didn't realize was, and it really shocked me afterwards, was that there is, because that relationship is so life-sucking, there is a what they call a peptide addiction in the body. So I haven't studied that, but I've heard them talk about it. So even if you leave, you're just drawn so strongly to go back. Everything in your body is screaming to go back, and your head is saying no. And there's a lot of confusion. So it really takes, I think, the support of a community.
Oh, yeah.
When I heard that, and I heard another young lady who talks about this, she said, I've never seen anybody come out of this without community. And I literally wanted to cry, because
it's true.
I remember feeling like I was going to lose my mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally, totally feeling like you're so alone. It's in community. We all want to belong. We all want to belong. I mean, we all want to feel useful. And we all want to be, wanted and share our gifts and love each other and be able to be an expressive and love and not be abandoned, not be betrayed, not be should upon, not be shit upon.
Right.
We all want the community, but we have to be the ones that say enough is enough. And having a community, a loving community, is absolutely essential. Coming out of a narcissistic background myself, learning to, never having my own emotional needs met and always putting all the needs of my mother and what I was experiencing in my childhood. The thing about it is I have no judgment against this. This is all what I needed in order to move into my level of self-mastery and healing. And it really, it really helped me grow. It was painful.
Yeah.
Many of us are here on this planet right now, releasing our core wounds, our pain from the past, so that we can inhabit the earth and that we can build a better future for ourselves, for our children, and our children's children, because we are in the process of experiencing and living peace on earth for the first time ever in the evolution of our time, where, you know, this planet has undergone war century after century after century, lifetimes after life, thousands of years, the war goes back. And, you know, the divine feminine in all of us now, male and female alike, is saying that's enough. It's done. It's over. We're rewriting the story, and it's our responsibility to accept those beautiful gifts that we have these communications, build communities, support each other in thriving environments so that we can build our foundations in an organic way that really supports our rite of passage. I mean, right? It's what this is, our rite of passage. This is the earth is our home. Our physical body is our home.
Yes.
And the house we live in is our home. So really integrating this beautiful love and respect and honoring in all of our homes, not tolerating any sort of abuse. When you were talking about the peptide, it made me actually think of the addict. So
yes,
anyone could think of it like if you end a narcissistic relationship and, you know, you've been playing this game for a long time, then all of a sudden, you know, like you said, you're being pulled back to it. So if you're being pulled back to it, it's also the addict in you that is answering that call.
That's what it is. It's that you're literally chemically addicted to that relationship. And that's why the support of community is needed.
Yeah.
Why you need a plan to, if you're in there and you're, you know, when you need to leave.
Yeah.
Because if you don't gradually withdraw, it's going to be a major issue.
Yeah. I want to tell people how they can get in contact with you, because I know that you've got a coaching program that you're enrolling people in right now. You're offering a free consult so that people can contact you and talk to you about what that would look like, and let everybody know how they can reach you and how they can make contact.
Okay. So you can reach me through email. And that's meta physical physical mom at gmail.com. The metaphysical mom at gmail.com.
Tell us about your coaching program.
So, well, I actually have one right now that is going to start on Wednesday. And that's a 30-day mastermind called Accelerate Your Income. 30-day mastermind for soul-centered entrepreneurs.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, because I've talked to so many women, like I was saying, right? So part of the conversation is what we were talking about. The other part of the conversation is that these women are entrepreneurs. And there's consistency in their income. There's a lack of focus. They feel stretched in many, many different directions.
Yeah.
I know in order to create something that is consistent, you have to be consistent. And so there's an inner and outer game to that. And so during the 30 days, that's what we'll be mastering, reaching out to people in different ways, deeply connecting with them, really being able to identify their ideal client, connecting with them in a way that ideal client says, I want to work with you, right? Like when you know, when somebody that is a fitness trainer walks down the street and they're fit, you don't have to say a word. You're a walking billboard for what you do. And so in the 30 days, they get to practice that. And so enrollment for that, if anyone is interested, that one is actually limited to 15 people. So it's a very small group. And it's just 30 days. And you can send me an email again at themetaphysicalmom@gmail.com.
God, that sounds like a fabulous program. And I just love the work that you're doing. You know, you're helping people, first of all, with their spiritual and emotional health and their mental health. And then also you're supporting entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs, or entrepreneurs, don't just have to be women. You know, because I'm sure you wouldn't turn away a man that came and said, hey, I want to sign up for the program. So I just love that. And so that's again, another sign of you really fully stepping into embracing all of your gifts and, you know, making your home here and earning a living and being paid well and, you know, influencing community, which is what you're doing and empowering people, empowering women. So, what I wanted to say is, you know, we're talking about, tapping into our intuitive gift. And in all of us, we receive continuous downloads of information, right? We all receive downloads. So it's just download after download after download of light that we're integrating, pockets of light is what I call it. Sometimes I feel like, for me, I feel like when I get a download, I actually feel it like as liquid. Like I feel like somebody is taking a pitcher of water that's full. And that's just standing behind me and just going right over my head and pouring it down the top of my crown. And it's just going, oh my God, that was a huge one. Thanks a lot. Wow. You know? So that kind of thing. And then it takes me a moment to just really drink that in and ground that in. And then later on, of course, you know, assimilate and figure out what this new information is all about. So talk to us about, you know, how we're in constant communication with our guidance, but that we need to really listen.
Yeah. So, you know, everything I said, like on this program, it's all about connection. So everything is connected. We think of the healing as separate from the money, but I said healers in hiding. And these people that I deal with, they're healed. Like you said, everybody is a healer. Everyone doesn't recognize that. But these people really are healers. They have a heart for God and a heart for humanity, right? And they are suffering with depression, anxiety, all of these things. And it's like, you don't need medication for this. You need clarity and you need to get to know who you are, because this is not who God created you to be. This is not who you are. And when you come into the realization of, anytime I feel less than, like, this is not who I am. Well, who am I? Right? Then this is a place of personal development. It's a place where you really get to grow and to expand. And once you start to pay attention to the signs, once you give voice to the anxiety and to all of that, you're going to begin to notice your intuition much stronger. And that's just the surface, right? The intuition is just the surface. Go here, go there, talk to this person. But I said, there's something that I experienced. I call it the wisdom pool gateway. And one day it just opened up and all of this wisdom flowed through me. And then it's like my authentic voice came forth and my self-worth and trust in myself. It was organic. I didn't have to try to trust myself. I tried for a long time to look in the mirror and say, I love you, I love you. And that did not work. I still wasn't feeling like I love myself, right? So In this process, as we begin to pay attention to our intuition, that is just the surface. But the real joy in life is, you know, when you can go about it. It doesn't mean you don't have problems or breakdowns, but you have tools so you can get back up. You know what to do. If your car breaks down, you can take it to a mechanic. And so you have peace of mind. And I think for me, like helping people have peace of mind, that's top of mind for me. And I know that you don't have to. Some people are in a situation where they need medicine. So that's not what I'm saying. But for most people, it's embracing all of who they are. We're spirit and we're spirit in a body. And the body has certain functions and the spirit has certain functions. So if you're a spirit, you're impacted by other spirits. Whether you can see them in a body or they're not in a body, and you don't even recognize that there is such a thing. It doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. You're being impacted. And so if you don't acknowledge what you know, you're walking around here with half a mind, right? Half of yourself wondering why you're running into walls and into blocks, because there's not an acknowledgement of a whole other portion of you that's the real you that exists after you drop the body, after you, what they say, die, after you transition, right? Life doesn't die. That's an oxymoron, that life dies. The body dies, but life doesn't die.
Yeah, but you know, back in the day, we used to live till we were 600 years old. So if we did it before, we can do it again. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
You know, I mean, really, that's where I'm really, you know, I'm really, when I work with people, this is what I'm encouraging them. I mean, you know, maybe you have written in a contract, that the way that you're going to leave this life is by contracting cancer, having an accident, or, drowning. Right? Maybe that's what you'd written in the contract before. And now all of a sudden you're fully conscious, you're fully awake, you're fully here, and you fully understand and you're ready. And you're like, I want to override that contract. I want to override that contract. And I want to stay here longer. I want to live till I'm 120. I want to live till, because when there is no ease in the body,
right.
And the body has been healed, and the body is self-regenerating and self-rejuvenating, and self-healing is taking place, and you're exercising and you're putting foods in your body that resonate with who you are and what makes you feel good. And if you're taking optimal care of yourself, so if there's no dis-ease, why do you have to die at, because normally it's illness. You know what I mean? So, we've got so much human potential that we can now, evolve into and grow into. I just feel really excited about all these amazing gifts that are going to be, revealing themselves to us as we go on and making this earth a beautiful place for the children that are coming online right now, the ones that are all, you know, between 2 and 10 and, the new leaders of our new world. Right. And you're a mom, so, you know, but I want to find out about a story you had, because you had said somewhere in the notes, in the show notes, you talked about Ariel. And so I want to hear about Ariel.
Yeah, that's a long story, but let me see how short I can tell it.
Okay.
I can't remember how long ago, but I had a tape. My friend gave me a 5-minute meditation tape. It said, meet your angel or meet your guide, guardian or something like that. I was washing my hair and I put it on because I was just curious and anxious to know what it was saying. I didn't meditate and do what it said to do. And at the end, it said, okay, let your guide tell you what his name or her name is. And I heard Ariel. So when I finished and I went to put it away, I saw my kid's book, Ariel, under the Fish Under the Sea. It was there. And I said, oh, I thought I made up that name, Ariel, but I must have seen the book and just forgotten it. And that's why I said that name, Ariel. But the very next day I went to work and there was a new messenger, literally a new male messenger. I worked in a law firm. And the guy who's a regular messenger comes by. He's like, I want to introduce you to the new messenger. And his name is Ariel. I was like,
oh my God,
crazy. And I said, oh, this is like, that's a coincidence. I'm like, this is happenstance. It's not real. I go into Borders bookstore back then, and I'm in the metaphysical section, and there's a book called something channeled by a book by Archangel Ariel, channeled by somebody. And I'm like, wow, okay, what is the likelihood? Because I went into the store and I just pulled that book. Then I was at work a few days later and I saw something called Ariel Investment Fund. This was during the week of Thanksgiving, went to my cousin's house. Her goddaughter's name was Ariel. And so now I said, oh, it's not that much coincidence or happenstance in the world. I said, what in the world is going on? And so I just kept having these kinds of experiences.
That's an incredible story. That's an absolutely incredible story. It's like almost like, how much, because you doubted for a minute.
That yes.
There, and then Ariel just kept popping up everywhere you look. It's like
everywhere.
And it's like, okay, how much more proof do you need to trust yourself, to trust your intuition, right?
Yes.
That's
and then I woke up one morning and I saw the letters of my name, like just on the screen of my, I don't know how to say, just like right here. I just saw the letters. And then I saw letters being pulled out of my name, and Ariel was pulled right out of my name. And I was like, whoa. And this was many years later. And I was just like, okay, this is like, you mean this has been in within my name? My name. Like that one just blew my mind.
I have never heard a story. I have never heard it told like this before. I mean, it's wonderful. Ariel is your guide. It's absolutely your guide. And it's a beautiful way to really tell that story. It's an incredible way for people to hear something like this has possibly happened for them, and they didn't trust themselves. But now listening to you, I hope that you do, because the mystery and the magic of life force and our communication with the unseen is always happening, right? So yes. It's just about acknowledging that and recognizing that. I think that the communication with the unseen is more profound at sometimes the communication we have in the outside world.
Oh my God, it's magical.
Right, it's magical, yeah.
Yeah, it lightens up everything. Everything is very heavy. But when you connect, that's what I realized. When I connect with people like this, all of that heaviness just lifts. Yeah. That's like heaven on earth. The name of the show, heaven on earth.
I mean, and this is what we are grounding in. This is where, you know, we are, this is our heaven on earth, because we're bringing our highest level of consciousness on earth now. We're bringing peace on earth. We're, you know, we're resolving our wounds and pains from the past. And so heaven on earth, and heaven is a state of consciousness. And if each and every person can have heaven right here inside of their heart, right here.
Yes.
State of consciousness. You don't have to die to go to heaven. You just have to let the old humanity, the old human self die and fall away, so that your new self, your higher self, can take the reins. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and we'll finish up, Carlinia. It was a great show today.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. If you haven't been practicing active listening or are getting into some bad habits, it's a good idea to go back to the basics and remind yourself how to be a good listener. Here's an idea that might help. When your child comes to you with a story about her day, set aside whatever you're doing and give her your full attention. If you're in the middle of something that can't be put aside, tell her that you really want to be able to give her story your full attention and ask if you could continue the conversation at a specific time. So for example, this sounds like an important story and I'd really like to give it my full attention. Can we talk about it in 10 minutes when supper's in the oven? Active listening might sound like...
We're back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. And we've been talking about the power of intuition, tapping into your spiritual gifts. And also we've been talking about community. And, you know, we are a community right here. We are absolutely a community right here. And we're talking about how important it is to have a community where you can have a safe space to talk about the things that you know, that you already know, but you never felt safe to talk about it. Like when Carlinia was 13, tell us about what happened to you when you were 13.
So I was raised with Seventh-day Adventist and went to a small private Seventh-day Adventist school. And in the ninth grade, we had a list. We were in English class and we were given a list of words and we had to pick one and write a 10-page report. And I saw this word reincarnation and I had no idea what that meant. And so I just picked it. And when I went to look it up, I was fascinated. Children in India, child after child after, there were documented stories of little children who, as soon as they could talk, they were telling their families, like, I want to see my mommy, or I want to see my dad, or my brother. And they would call them by name. And they were so intense about it. And even though they were, I think they were Hindus that believe in reincarnation, I think. Even though that was part of their religion, they didn't even take the children seriously. They just pushed it aside as if that's just a child's imagination. But there was always a white person that was visiting or traveling from the West. And these people were curious. And when they would hear the child's story, they had the money because wherever the child was saying they were from, it wasn't close to people before. But these people had the money to go and research. And they actually would do that. And they would travel with the child and one of the parents or someone from the family. And even the other family would not accept it. And there was story after story where that child would tell how it died. And the family members would be shocked, but they would still say, no, you could make this up. You could have made this up. And one story stuck with me. It was a little girl. And she was married and I don't know if someone shot her or what in her family store. And that's how she died. But she had saved some money under the floor in a hole on the floor and pulled a rug over it. Saved it for her husband, she and her husband, but she died before he knew. And so when no one was believing, she actually went and whispered in her husband's ear something sexual, like something that they had done. And it surprised him. And then he was convinced. But then she said, if you go up in the wherever they live and you look, move that rug and you look under the rug, there's a hole in the floor and there's a certain amount of money. And when they went, it was exactly that way. And stories were like this. And so from 13 years old, it was like something in my spirit just opened up and I wanted to know everything. Well, I think even before that, because in first grade, I was drawn to Native American stories and their sense of community and the way they train their young boys and their girls. That just always, it just drew me. And I know there are parents today whose children see things, they know things. I have a friend that I can remember her child at 5 years old, was telling her about her grandfather who died before that baby was even born. And he had never even seen pictures of her grandfather, but he began to describe him to her and describe the hat that he would wear and say, and call him granddad or granddaddy or something like that. And she, you know, she was open, but not all parents are open. Some parents want to take the kid to the psychiatrist and medicate them or find out what's, you know, have them examine, like, what's wrong with you? Like I said before, we're spirits in a body, and there are ways that the spirit knows everything. what we're conscious of is a little bit of what our spirit knows. So when we have, when we know things outside of our five senses, it's because that's who we are. We have that level of knowledge. We have that level of awareness. We're just not aware. And so we get to grow and we have to personally develop ourselves. We're not a mental health case. We're not a society that, you know, there's sick things that happen in our society, but not everybody is sick. And if people develop themselves the way they develop their professions, a lot of what we see in society would resolve itself.
Let us tell people how they can get in contact with you again. The metaphysical
mom.com.
At gmail.com. The metaphysical
gmail.com.
Yep. The metaphysical mom at gmail.com. And I just want to say thank you for this awesome, awesome interview today, this awesome show and topics that you brought, the wisdom. It's incredible. You have incredible stories to share. I always love co-hosting with you. And I just want to let everybody know that if you want to look at the Keeper of the Garden course, you can find that on my website at thekeeperofthegarden.com. And sign up for my newsletter at corneliastephanie.com. And I look forward to seeing you all again on Living Heaven on Earth. Now, we're getting ready to finish this show and we're getting ready to do another show, The Millionaire Imprint for Women. So join us over there. Thanks so much, Carlinia. Thank you.
Okay. This was great. Thank you.
Super awesome. Thank you. Yeah. Thanks, Carter.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.